While no one is calling it a bailout for states all of the Wall Street bailout, House Appropriations Committee Chairman Dave Obie of Wisconsin says it'll ease the impact of the economic slump.
When the economy collapses and when people quit buying things and quit making things and quit selling things, you have a huge loss of revenue at the state level. That creates a potential for a huge cutbacks in programs, laying off teachers, laying off police, laying off social workers, laying off highway patrolmen, you name it.
553,000 Wisconsin unemployed workers will get another $100 a month. 138 Wisconsin schools will be modernized. In all, Obie says 70,000 jobs will be created or saved in Wisconsin over the next 2 years. Joining Obie in the teleconference with Wisconsin reporters, Governor Jim Doyle says this will offset about $2 billion of the $5 billion plus projected state deficit.
This by no means takes care of our problems. That doesn't make them all go away. I'm going to put forth a budget that's still going to have some very deep cuts, a budget that's going to have to make some very, very hard choices. But as the congressman said, what this does is really help us avert a disaster.
The stimulus package will also provide $22 billion in scientific research and $8 billion for public transportation and high-speed rail. Doyle expects Wisconsin will get a significant piece of that pie as well. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.